thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. We've had a good stretch of some summer-like weather and plenty of sunshine for the first half of the week. It's a beautiful thing. The Brewers, as of Wednesday morning, were 3 games below .500 and 5 games out of first place. Lately, their trend is to lose the first 2 games of a series and manage to pull out a win in the last game to avoid being swept. That's a recipe for success. That's been the story for 3 of the past 4 series. I'll have to get some more sports later in the podcast, I'll promise you that. Also later, we'll get some state budget updates. I have a feeling most people, when they hear the word state budget updates, it's about as appealing as Root Canal Appreciation Day. Yes, for some reason, that's actually a thing. So whether you celebrate World Whiskey Day, you celebrate that weird one, watch the Preakness, or any other sporting event this weekend, or maybe you just get outside to enjoy the nice Wisconsin weather, please celebrate responsibly. Our quote this week is a funny one from POTUS number 26. Know who it is? Here's a hint. That guy was a real animal. Housekeeping complete. So, without further ado, let's jump into some news together. And just like last week, let's start with a few quick updates on the state budget. Now that the budget listening sessions are done, the Joint Finance Committee had its first meeting where it took up some house cleaning business, including the removal of 316 items from the governor's budget that were considered policy items. Either policy items or spending items, and all the policy items take the boot. What the committee did was ask the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau to identify every item that was considered policy. The committee then put all those into one motion to remove them. It's become a pretty big number, 613 this budget. 580 policy items 2 years ago. 4 years ago, it was 375-ish, somewhere in that range. 6 years ago, it was only 130 items that were taken out. So it's clearly become a political move because the governor knows what's coming. And because there must have been 24 Democrat press releases from lawmakers on the other side of the aisle saying this was a disservice to the people of Wisconsin. On another note, there have been some meetings between legislative staff and the governor's staff, but not between the legislative leaders and the governor himself. Adding to the list of clearly political moves, one Republican leader said, a budget might not get done on time if we don't meet with Governor Evers this week. Another said, the budget discussions are on pause until we can talk to the governor directly. In reality, it was going to be on pause regardless because the newest monthly state finances are getting released this week. They could drop at any moment. Once that happens, everyone can be working off the same numbers. The budget really doesn't get into full gear writing mode until the main numbers drop anyways. So hopefully, with those numbers, we'll get people sitting down and talking come next week. It'll be interesting because, like we know, the numbers are going to be tighter than past budgets. In other news, it's been reported that Giannis Antetokounmpo is open to the idea for the first time from being traded from the Bucks. He's not asking for a trade. Does it mean he wants a trade? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But according to reports, there are 5 teams that have been mentioned that he'd be willing to consider, including the Rockets, the Spurs, and the Heat. Supposedly, what intrigues him about those teams is that they are in states that have no income tax. Sure, he's a professional athlete, but everyone's income is their income. So whether it's $52 million a year or $52,000 a year, there's some appeal to keeping around 7% of that number of annual salary in somebody's pocket. I don't blame him for that. Heck, the person making 52 grand a year would keep about $3,600-$3,700 in their pocket. And if we can make that happen in Wisconsin, as long as that $3,600 doesn't get shifted to property taxes, I think we'd be all for it. In other news, I share with you something that isn't news. I just thought this was funny. A headline that says, most Great Lakes face below normal water levels after reaching lows not seen in over a decade. So bear with me because it's kind of a clunky headline. It's like the goal wasn't to describe what was in the article. It was to put multiple negatives in a water and lakes related headline. Below normal water levels after reaching lows not seen in a decade. That all sounds bad. And the sub headline doesn't sound any better. It starts by saying water levels are down nearly 2 to 3 feet. But what's really going on here is the water levels are down nearly 2 to 3 feet from record monthly highs. Buried in the middle of the article, it says, at the end of February, lakes were below average for the first time since the end of March 2014. It also says Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, and Huron saw greater than normal declines this winter, which was one of the top 20 driest winters in Wisconsin. So it sounds like lake levels are down a bit because we had a dry winter. The problem is, who's going to read a headline that says, Great Lakes at logical water levels? Nobody. But that's the story. Here's more. There's a marina on Lake Superior that say it may have to dredge a couple acres for the first time in a dozen years or limit the size of boats that go into that area. Wow, what a novel idea. To warn boats so they don't possibly bottom out in a slightly shallower area. The story also says that levels haven't posed a problem for any other marinas. One marina spokesman said, it's definitely something we've had to watch. If it swung too far in the wrong direction, it could become a problem. Well, I'm sure glad that they're reporting water level hasn't been a problem in over a decade, and it could possibly turn into a problem for one marina, maybe. A nothing burger of non-news. It's sad when the most interesting thing about a news article is the clickbaity headline. In other news, here's another topic that's as appealing as Root Canal Appreciation Day. The Milwaukee Public Schools, MPS, they've had a rough go of it. Everything from not balancing the checkbook for a couple years to reading scores so low that it got national attention to being millions of dollars in debt. In spite of referendum after referendum passing. Well, in comes a new superintendent, and God bless her for taking what must have been the most unappealing superintendent job in the nation. It's gone from decades of struggling to a disaster. So it seems like the odds of turning around the culture of this organization would be a tough go. Well, she just announced a plan for about 40 people in the administrative offices to be reassigned to schools to help with the teacher shortage and to make the offices more efficient. Other positions will be opened up for people to reapply. So, good for her. It would appear she's making some hard decisions. Same goes for the Shorewood School District, a little bit of cutting back, which it is in Milwaukee County, but it's not part of the Milwaukee Public School System. That district announced that 7 teaching positions were being eliminated because of a declining enrollment. Well, the teachers are understandably not happy because they don't know who may lose their job. It could be them. To me, here's where it gets interesting. In protest, the teachers are signing a petition objecting to the cuts, but they're also protesting by showing up right as the bell rings and leaving immediately as school is over. They're arguing that staying after school hours to lead clubs or study groups is unpaid work, and they're not doing it. A, I can appreciate the logic, although it isn't like they didn't know it was the nature of the job when they took it, and also they get paychecks throughout the entire summer and aren't in classrooms either, so the logic kind of disappears. And on top of that, the disappointing reality is that it takes away from resources and opportunities for the kids. They end up paying the price. Again, seems like misguided logic. On another note, and as a bonus, I will share some numbers from a survey. Taken this year, it found that 59% of voters say America is still the land of opportunity. That means 40% don't, which is tough. It's disappointing. The survey also found that 45% say that the United States today is the land of liberty and justice for all. That's a 15% lower than the other survey. That's less than half. A majority of people don't believe the U.S. is the land of liberty and justice for all. I wonder how much of that would change if the question asked about the United States striving to be the land of liberty and justice for all. I think there's kind of like the Milwaukee Public Schools. I think there's a lot of work we need to do here. What I would like to see is a survey taken of first or second generation immigrants that have perspective on what it's like other places to see what their numbers are if they believe that America is a place of opportunity. I'm guessing the numbers are going to be pretty high. And finally, I leave you with a quick-witted quip from POTUS number 26, Teddy Roosevelt, who said, "When they call the roll in the Senate, the senators do not know whether to answer present or not guilty." Have a great second half of your weekend, as always. Thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.